The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you joined me. What really happened? What really happened at the bridge? We've got to get into that. There's lots of rumors about what happened, and clearly what they originally said, we know there's no way what they originally said was the truth. So we're going to really take a look at that as much as we can. And there was a wonderful segment with Laura Logan on The War Room with Steve Bannon, really breaking it down with some inside information, stuff that most people have not heard. And you may have heard a lot about the bridge and about what could have happened with conspiracy theories and things like that. But I don't know if you've heard what Laura Logan had to say. She seems to be very, very confident in the reports she has gotten. And it's so important. I want you guys, well, let's just get into it and see for yourself. She's saying, of course, this wasn't an accident. That's what she's saying. But let's go right to the cuts. Take a listen.
What is your investigation telling you?
Well, I have a better question for you, Steve. Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally, from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other, this is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. The only other one is in the western side in California. That's the only one that's busier. And what you have done, you now have shut it down. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads, nitrogen, chemicals. Everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years.
Just before this incident happened, I had just heard one of our intelligence people, I forget who it was, but they were saying how China has been surveying strategic points to make it where there's cutoffs. Where can you strike and weaken America the most? Well, this is super strategic, as we will find out going forward. Very strategic, and it's a port that we can't do without, but we're going to have to do without. So, goodness gracious, what? Well, there's a lot I could say, but she's going to cover some of it. So let me let Laura cover a lot more.
And how did they do it? They knew that they had to target one of two main anchor points on that bridge. There are two load-bearing pylons that any structural engineer can identify that are on the end of each side of the bridge. These are the ones that are thicker and stronger than anything else on that bridge. And when you hit one of those pylons, when you take that out, The reason you see so much of that bridge collapse instantly is you just brought 50% of the span of that bridge coming crumbling down. And what you don't see beneath the surface of the water, Steve, is absolutely catastrophic. It is a structural nightmare and a logistical nightmare because you have the entire bottom part, the concrete part of that bridge, and you don't know the extent of the structural damage to that. And you won't know it until you pull all of that infrastructure out of there and you get to look at it. And so you're talking 3 to 5 years at best. And what you're talking about here is probably building a new bridge. So what you have effectively done now, you've shut down the I-95 corridor that's above ground. So now you're going to have to go north to New York. You're going to have to go south to North Carolina. And your trucks, your hazardous materials are going to have to go around Baltimore now. They're not going to be able to go through it. And what else did you do? You shut down the sea corridor, the shipping corridor, because now the port is shut down, right? And so all those tankers that are out at sea that have hazardous materials on them, those are going to have to all be rerouted. And why can you not move hazardous materials through the tunnel? Why is this such a big deal? Because they created that bridge because hazardous materials, for example, oversized loads, they don't fit in the tunnel system. Yep. And there's other loads that are so dangerous that they require a permit. It takes time to get a permit. It costs money to get a permit. It requires an escort, right? You've seen it on the highways sometimes. You've seen when you have these massive oversized loads and they've got escorts all around them, these huge convoys. Well, what do you do on one of the busiest corridors in the United States? You don't shut it down in the day so this can happen. That means you can only move this stuff at night, which automatically impacts the amount of traffic that you can use. The tunnel is going to be overloaded. This is what you call death by 1,000 cuts. It is an absolutely catastrophic attack on critical infrastructure, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen, just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machines that you cannot see.
Hold on. She's going to get into more interesting stuff about the cyber attack that possibly occurred during this. Understand that this boat sped up when it hit. It didn't drop anchors to slow itself down. It could have dropped anchors. It didn't do that. It actually, when it got near the critical infrastructure, it basically steered right into it and sped up. Folks, and the more you look at it, the more everything fits that this is something way worse than what they have been telling us. And, well, you're going to see, because the more Laura talks, the more she's going to show you interesting stuff. Back to Steve Bannon and Laura Logan.
Okay, I want to go. You just had this big thing with the FBI talking about the Chinese Communist Party's cyber hacking unit that they've been monitoring for 10 years, and now they're saying it's out of control. Are your sources telling you that they feel that there's enough information out there that it is a cyber attack, and is it a state actor or non-state actors?
100%, yes. And they are saying that this is a cyber attack. You didn't have a terrorist group board the ship and commandeer it and take it over. You had somebody hack into the systems on board the ship, the GPS system, and reroute that ship. They did it in the middle of the night, because they didn't want the crew to be awake. They didn't want everybody to be on full high alert. They wanted everybody to be asleep and you trying to wake people up and rouse people. Because when I spoke to one individual who has, let's just say he worked in Baltimore for many, many years and was there when that bridge was opened. He knew when he looked at the security camera video of the harbor, the long version, the 7 minutes, he knew from the start of that video when he looked at that ship that it was not in the channel. You need to be in the channel to make that turn, to have any chance of making that turn. So now you're traveling. That is a river that flows pretty quickly, Steve, even under normal circumstances, right? And at a certain point, you're committed. That ship is heavy. The load is heavy. The water is flowing at a certain speed. You've got very little room to maneuver. So at a certain point, there was absolutely nothing that they could do to stop that ship from the course that it was on because they were not in control of it. And they had all of these other factors coming into play. So when terrorism and counterterrorism experts look at this, when people who know critical infrastructure, when, you know, there's a number of different people that I've spoken to, cyber people, when they look at it, they know exactly what they're looking at. And so it's extraordinary that anybody could come out now when they haven't had time to do an investigation, when they, I know for a fact that they're getting people inside their agencies that are telling them what they're telling me, and they're making public statements that completely contradict what anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the, you know, and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11. Because you are bringing the United States to its knees step by step from within.
Laura, how can people follow you on this? We'd love to have you back on the next couple of days. How do people, social media, podcast, all of your information you're writing, where do people go?
You can find me on X. I'm putting most of this information out on X. And I really want to emphasize, Steve, strongly, we are in an undeclared war right now. And these are not my words. I'm not making this up. This is coming from people who really know and who ordinarily would never, ever talk to me. But we've reached a point in this city. I think, you know, if you look at the quote of one of the intelligence analysts that I spoke to, right? I'm just going to read it to you very, very briefly, okay? It's not long, and it really sums it up. He said, "They have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, a lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed." And I would urge people, watch very carefully the people that tell you that this attack doesn't matter. Stop following them on Twitter. Discount everything they say because they're either totally ignorant and useless, or they are a plant. And there's a lot of Anons out there, right? And I follow a lot of Anons. And I appreciate and respect the work that they're doing. But we're in a moment of truth now. We have very, very little time. When you start to shut down, you know, hazardous materials and the shipment of fuel, you know what that means. It means everything goes up. It means food goes down. You know, the access to food and critical infrastructure, that means that goes down. Prices go up. This is catastrophic for the American people, and it's catastrophic for this country. But it is a financial and economic attack. If you're not going to see tanks rolling down the street, stop looking at the type of, you know, conventional war and saying to yourself, well, if I don't see this, then it means we're okay. If people need to understand what they're looking at. And for those people who say, well, you know, the FBI, isn't it interesting? Christopher Wray just put this big counterterrorism guy, you know, he put him in charge of the FBI office of Baltimore just yesterday. And this is the guy that's out in front of the cameras already. Well, isn't that amazing, right? Do you believe in coincidences? I don't. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. None of this happens by chance. This happens by design. And the problem that we have is that people in power in this country are complicit in the breakdown of American infrastructure and America's defenses. And Steve, this is one thing that's really important for people to understand. If you step back from this for one single moment, you will notice a pattern developing here. When we left behind $80 billion of equipment in Afghanistan, nobody said we had to do that. There was no one with a gun to the administration's head saying, get out of Afghanistan by this date. They said, oh, we made a deal with the Taliban. Oh, wait a minute. You made a deal with a bunch of terrorists? You're the world's superpower. You chose a timeline and you chose an exit that resulted in handing $80 billion of advanced military equipment to your enemies. Well, what did that do? It reduced the advantage that America had on the battlefield because you narrowed the gap by giving them technology that spent years, cost the taxpayers hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to develop. You gave that to your enemies. What did the Taliban do? They gave it to Russia. They gave it to China. They gave it to Iran. They gave it to whoever they needed to do to reverse engineer it and figure out how to use it. Then what do you have? Years later, remember when under Obama, when the drone went down, There was a stealth drone that went down over Iran, and the Obama administration chose not to recover it. Well, I know people who were on a team of American intelligence operatives doing other work. They were on the ground in Iran. They were literally within less than an hour away from that drone. They had it within arm's reach. They could have gone and recovered it. And they were told to stand down. The Obama administration left that stealth technology in the hands of the Iranians. Fast forward years later, what do you have happening in Iraq? Oh, you have an attack on a U.S. base where a number of U.S. soldiers die and it's not detected on the radar? Oh, yeah, because you were using a stealth drone that you reverse engineered. So this has been going on for a very, very long time now. It started under Obama. It was interrupted by Trump, and it was continued under the Biden administration.
There's so much more, but I have to end it. Folks, let me just move on. I gave you a lot of what she had to say, and there's so much you can dig into. There's so much more to this. And I want Jack Posobiec and his perspective, too, on what has been happening. Here we go.
To keep people safe in the middle of the night there in Maryland. Now, as far as the questions that we all have, why is it that they're being very cagey about who specifically was behind this, behind the wheel? Who was in charge of the pilotage of the MV Dolly at 1:26 a.m. this morning, coming down the Patapsco River out of the Baltimore Inner Harbor? That is a bridge that I drive on with my children. That is a bridge that we drive on that bridge so much, Steve, that my kids call it Dinosaur Bridge because they say it looks like a brontosaurus. We drive where they got the drive-in theaters right on the other side. We love going on that bridge, especially at sunset. Let me tell you something. Something does not feel right about this. Something doesn't smell right. They are being very cagey about who was piloting the MV Dolly and what exactly happened. You can see the question is when we see the lights turn back on, is that the secondary power kicking in? Because you see the burst of the plume of black smoke that comes out there. Why didn't they drop anchor? Were they trying to steer away? Were they trying? It almost seems like it speeds up as it goes into the pylon. There's a lot of questions that need to be asked here. Steve, you're exactly right. This is a port. The Port of Baltimore has been in operation for over 300 years. Those waters are well known. This is the War of 1812. This is Fort McHenry. This is literally the spot where the Star Spangled Banner was written. And when I say literally, I mean it was written in water because Francis Scott Key was below decks in the bottom of one of these British prison ships as he was looking at the rockets blasting over Fort McHenry. This is the spot where America in many ways found its birth. And the question is, what exactly happened out there? Because
think about that, the biblical implication that you could line up with the Star Spangled Banner literally being written there. He was on the ship when he wrote the Star Spangled Banner, and how you can connect that, a whole bunch of things that you can connect. A little bit more. I want to give you just a little bit more of Jack Posobiec.
Not only now have you shut it down, Steve, they're saying it'll take 2 years to rebuild the 2 years. In a serious country, this would be up in a couple of months. The idea that it's going to take 2 years, it's ridiculous. It's a complete disaster. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to America. It's a disgrace to the United States. President Trump told us that our steel industry and our manufacturing was a national security risk. And now we see exactly why it was. I have a lot of questions about the fact, and you got this governor up there, this governor, I don't know if you've played the footage of him yet, talking about doing his theater kid act saying, oh, I'm so sorry. And the people, I'm so thankful. Or they're so wonderful. And never give us the details. You're not on Oprah, sir. Yeah. The bridges are falling down and collapsing in your harbor while people are trying to get to work. Give us the facts, but you can't because you're a theater kid.
No, He was Dr. Phil, and he and Buttigieg are talking about the community, and they're going through, you know, the catharsis. Hey, we don't want the people are resilient. People are tough. They want to know the answers. And here's what I didn't like. They're running up to the mic in the first 5 minutes, and there's no terrorism. There's no terror. They got the McCabe, the FBI. Well, hang on for a second. Let's get some facts. How is this thing? And I hear Lara Logan. I have not watched all 7 minutes.
All right. I got to move on. But you get the gist. There's a lot more to this story, obviously. I want to go to Dave Walsh, who also weighed in with Steve Bannon. Take a listen.
Are you putting your tinfoil hat on? Do you think there's something here? Do you think it's just an error of some engineer on this and the incompetent pilot on the bridge? Or you think there's something here that's got to be looked into, maybe slightly more nefarious?
Well, by the time we woke up this morning, the FBI and Homeland Security had already deemed no story here, no security threat, just an accident. This morning, when we woke up. This is the Mannlicher Carcano being held up. We got this solved. It's all solved. We're done today. 4 o'clock, November 22nd, 1963. Case closed. Case closed. Come on. This is an essential port. I've been around this stuff for years. Steel making, turbine making. This port is a big deal. It's a huge deal. All this stuff, the stuff, ag products, farm machinery, turbines, only Baltimore can handle. The next one nearby is Charleston somewhat, then all the way to New Orleans before you can handle these type of materials. Yep. This report's a massive deal.
Dave, where they go on social media, we'll have you back on tomorrow. I want to talk about this. I got more on this.
All right. Well, they don't go into too much detail because there's still people don't want to do too much speculation. But from what we can tell, none of this is coincidence. I don't want to say something and be wrong, but I will tell you this, there's no way this is just coincidental, that this just happened. We are facing more than one enemy here. So I don't know which enemy perpetrated this. But they're all working together. And so, to me, it's just a huge another signal that America doesn't have long. When you're attacking key infrastructure that affects the entire United States, you are setting it up so that you can do a surprise attack. What else would you be doing? And to me, that sounds like it wouldn't be very far along at all. That we are extremely close to a surprise attack. The infrastructure is already being attacked. And is our government paying attention? How about this? How much is our government in on it? How much is it that, clearly our government seems to be covering it up. I don't know how to explain this other than we are in the end times, and I just think you guys need to get right with God and understand these are dangerous times, and without God, we're nothing. Make sure you understand what I'm about to say right now. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. The end times, I'm telling you, is here. Get right with God before it's too late. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
Well, that's correct, Tom. I've been outside the courthouse all day trying to get a comment that I can chop up and take out of context in order to fit our narrative.
TheNewAmerican.com. Subscribe now to the most fiercely independent, unapologetically American news magazine out there. Get it delivered online into your home for 25% off the first year. No more. Do more.